Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Welcome in to Josh and Swain right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Thank you for being with us today. We're excited to be with you for the next 3 hours. We're still working on some microphone jacks here, so we're going to turn the volume up. Joel Silverberg doing some expert producing for us back at the studio as we are excited to be with you today at Frazier's Carpet One with the Big Spring Flooring Sale with big savings on carpet, hardwood, ceramic, luxury vinyl tile. You name it, it's here. It's on sale for you. No money down, free financing for 18 months. For 70 years, the Frazier family has been helping you create beautiful rooms and beautiful homes with brand new floors. They have helped my family. They've helped Swain's family. They've helped friends and co-workers of ours. They can help you as well, and they can make it very easy for you in the process. All you have to do is call Frazier's at 546-4850, 546-4850. Take advantage of a free in-home estimate. Frazier's can come to you. They can help you with in-home shopping, and it's all free to get started. And you can take advantage of the savings in the process when you find what you are looking for. As I mentioned, no money down, free financing for 18 months. Take advantage. OPM, other people's money. They will help you find it right here at Frazier's. This is where you go. Call Frazier's, 546-4850. They'll come to you. We will be here on Western Avenue between now and 3 o'clock. We'll talk some Tennessee basketball as the afternoon goes along. Grant Ramey will join us in the 1 o'clock hour as there is a new commitment for Tennessee, a 23 prospect who's likely to be on the 22 roster this upcoming fall. So we'll get some details there, plus updated thoughts with Julian Phillips now being in the mix and Tennessee moving up in the national projections for this upcoming season. So that's coming up on the show, plus Jay Busby of Yahoo Sports at 2:30. And we'll continue, Swain, with some of the reaction to yesterday's big story in the final hour of the show, and that was no BYU, instead Virginia to start the 23 season. First of all, was there a reaction that stood out to you? What did you see from Tennessee fans with that story that came out about 2 o'clock yesterday, that Tennessee will open the 23 season in Nashville against ACC opponent Virginia?
I mean, the initial reaction was kind of, I think, shock. Like, oh, wait, hold on. We're not playing BYU anymore.
And no Provo?
Yeah, no Provo. Some of those.
Is part of it that people love to say the word Provo? It's a fun city name to say.
I mean, it's a beautiful area.
It is.
It's truly beautiful. I mean, if you love the East Tennessee Mountains, and we know people from all over the world come and visit East Tennessee, you will love Utah. I mean, the mountains are beautiful there. So I think a little bit of shock at the beginning, but now it's about looking at the pros and the cons of taking an away game and adding a home game. You know, I don't see a ton of cons, but I understand everyone's different and everyone, you know, sees this opportunity in a different way than others.
The biggest con to me would be if you happen to have planned to go out to the game. Like, I have a friend that lives in L.A. He's a big Tennessee fan, UT grad from Knoxville, lives in L.A., and I think he was going to try to make the trip. And Tennessee's not going out to the West Coast very often. So for him, would have been a chance to go to a cool spot. I don't know this, but probably hasn't been to a BYU game, so that would be the one time he'd be able to go. Now, most Tennessee fans are going to be in Tennessee or nearby, right? Going to be in Georgia, going to be in the Carolinas, Kentucky, Ohio maybe. But that's far away from Provo, so getting to Nashville is easier. So if you're going with pros versus cons, which we're going to do here, it's easier for Tennessee fans to see Tennessee in Nashville than it will be in Provo. So there are some that are probably thinking about that trip, how cool it would be, which is true. But it's easier if you want to just, if your number one goal is to see the Vols, it's going to be easier to see them in Nashville than out in Utah.
Well, Nashville is one of the cheapest airports to fly into. I mean, I remember in times that I would have to fly to Knoxville, I would drive to Nashville. So if you are traveling in from the West Coast or up north, I mean, not that expensive at all, and you got plenty of time to look at those flights right now and book those flights into Nashville. Also, it's right there off 65, so it's an easy drive. If you're coming from up north, that's, you know, that Illinois area, or if you're coming from, you know, down south in Alabama, I mean, I-65 is a long, long highway. So there's plenty of time adjustments, but I see it as a plus for Tennessee. There's several points that we did not cover yesterday about this game and how it benefits Tennessee that I can't wait to get into today.
Would a potential negative, let's say we're doing pros cons, so we go over to the con list. Would the con list be added by, well, you're trading out opponents, but you're only adding Virginia? Like, Virginia's not that big of a name. With all due respect to the Cavaliers, it's not the biggest football name, right? It's going to be year two for Tony Elliott. He's trying to get things started, replacing Bronco Mendenhall. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe next year Virginia is a big-time opponent. I don't expect that to be the case.
Well, Virginia, they have the capabilities of being pretty good. I mean, Bronco Mendenhall did a really good job when he was there, and, you know, he kind of – I think he peaked, hit the ceiling.
Made the ACC title game a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice bowl game, but – I mean, if you are a Tennessee fan and you want to see, like, Tennessee play a really good team and beat that team, I understand not being thrilled about BYU being taken off the schedule. But if you're like me, and all you care about is Tennessee being better and having a nice record and understanding there's levels to, you know, a program success, then you're kind of thrilled about Virginia being on there, knowing that you got to play in the SEC and you have tough opponents every year in conference.
Yesterday on the show, what happened? Super competitor Jason Swain played in the SEC, went to the Swamp, went to Baton Rouge, went to Tuscaloosa, celebrating the idea of, hey, why don't we get a bit of an easier path here? Well, where did that come from?
You got to work smart, not hard. You ask college coaches, what is the key to winning at a high level? It's having talent and it's scheduling. And so you schedule the teams you have to schedule and you win those, and then you make sure that you have the talent to take care of the games and the teams who are tough. Outside of that, you don't have to be cute. You don't have to get cute and try to, you know, take on the world. All you're trying to do is do enough to get yourself in a position to play for a championship. That's all you want to do. So do you want to be 7-5 Tennessee, or do you want to be national champion Clemson and national champion Ohio State? I want a chance and opportunity to play for a national championship. So if you don't have to play these tough teams, why? You already play Alabama. You play Georgia every single year. Those are top three programs right now. And then you play Florida, who you haven't beat barely at all in the last decade or so. So why get cute? Why go out there and schedule, you know, USC and schedule tough opponents when we're not at that level yet? If we're Alabama, if we're Georgia, if we are Ohio State, all right, get cute. Go out there and schedule some tough opponents. But reminder, folks, it's 2022. It ain't 98, okay? When we get a team like 98, then we can do that.
So you sure it doesn't feel like it?
It don't feel like it. The temperature feels like it.
It does.
That's about it. But don't let these media members hype you up, get your head all big, thinking that Tennessee's about to go out here and win double digit games. Just wait and let it happen. Until then, let's schedule the Virginias. Let's beat up on them, and then we'll see about scheduling some tougher opponents.
To your point.
There's levels.
To your point, and this isn't even a Oklahoma or Texas or whatever. I mean, we'll see if Texas is there. But Florida, Billy Napier, first year, I'll bet he's thrilled about opening up with Utah. They play physical. They're excited to say, hey, let's go show the SEC what we're about with Kyle Whittingham as the coach. And again, Utah's not even – it's not Clemson. It's not Ohio State. Oh, but Utah's going to be a tough challenge for Florida. I'll bet Billy Napier is saying, who put this together?
Utah's about to slap Florida because Utah last year slapped Oregon around. Oregon was a college football playoff contender. I mean, Oregon beat Ohio State early in the season and was on a cruise ship to the college football playoff, and then they had to play Utah again, and they knew what was on the line, and Utah just beat them up physically. And then Utah gave, you know, Ohio State all they wanted in the Rose Bowl. Utah is the only pack right now that can hold their own in the SEC, and Billy Napier has to play them game number one. So you want to be cool like Billy Napier? Then go ahead. You can do it. We'll see what happens if Billy Napier's 0-1 start his era there at Florida, what the fans will say and how the players will respond.
We'll get your reaction to the news yesterday. BYU out, Virginia in Nashville for Tennessee's opener at the start of the 2023 season. You can join us at 656-9900. You can tweet to us at Josh and Swain. Let us know your opinions there. We'll go through. We'll make a list. This is important to do when you're trying to make a good decision. Pros versus cons. It's really the number one way, I think, to figure out, is this the right decision? So is it the right decision for Tennessee? We'll go through it today. We'll cover Tennessee football. We have some projections for the upcoming 22 season that have already been updated. Still, 3.5 months to go before they actually kick the season off. We'll get to those this afternoon. Tennessee basketball and everything else going on in the sports world, we will cover here today at Frazier's Carpet One. On Western Avenue, you can call Frazier's at 546-4850, 546-4850, and Frazier's will come to you with a free in-home estimate. If you need flooring, you need to call Frazier's. This is Josh and Swain. We continue on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Welcome back in. Josh and Swain right here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Thank you for being with us today. Big thanks to Micah, Josh right here, Josh and Swain right here at Frazier's Carpet One, having a big time this afternoon. Big spring flooring sale right here. Big savings on all flooring. Take advantage. Call Frazier's 546-4850, 546-4850 here at Frazier's Carpet One. As we continue the conversation, I'll run through the list. When you make a big decision, you go with the pros and cons, right?
Yes.
You want more pros than cons, I think, is the ultimate goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's more pros than cons in this situation. I mean, number one, it's a home game. That's obvious, right? You always would rather play at home than on the road. Now, is it a real home game? No, it's not in Neyland Stadium, but it's in Nashville, which is basically – your second home. Number one,
Virginia's not filling that stadium up.
Correct. Number two, being in Memphis for the Big Orange Caravan, I was talking to a lot of Memphis, Tennessee fans there, and during the football season, they would make the drive every week, Josh. I don't know the last time you drove to Memphis, but that's 6 hours on a good day. That's 6 hours with no traffic in Nashville. And we know there's traffic all the time in Nashville with everyone in the world now wanting to move to Nashville. So you're giving some love to the West Tennessee Vol fans that now they can split that trip in half and go watch their Vols. That's also a pro. Here's something else to think about. Next year, who's going to be the quarterback?
You tell me.
I'm asking you. Who's going to be the quarterback, Josh? You're the football expert here, not me. What you got? Who is?
Well, we have some candidates.
All right, who's the candidates?
The full list of candidates, I guess, would be Joe Milton.
Maybe, yeah, that's one. Who else?
Taven Jackson,
all right.
Well, I've gone through the current roster. There's a commitment. Nico Iaomaliava?
Yeah, that guy.
Is he a candidate?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good candidate.
Okay, but he'd be a true freshman.
Yep, so two out of the three more than likely would be freshmen, right?
Yeah, Taven Jackson, a redshirt freshman in 2023, most likely.
So there's a 66% chance that the quarterback making his first start is going to be a freshman. Do you want that freshman quarterback to make his first start at BYU, or you want them to make it at Nissan Stadium, a.k.a. a home game for Tennessee?
Oh, definitely at BYU. You really want to test him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You like that?
If you're Tennessee and you want to right, win, right, yeah. What do you want? Now, if you're BYU, you're like, hey, come on out here. This will be great for us.
Yeah.
But if you're Tennessee, do you want to start a freshman quarterback on the road or a neutral site game? I mean, obviously, it's ideal for him to be at home, but the next best thing would be a neutral site game. I remember when Bo Nix started his career, if I'm not mistaken, was against Oregon in that game. I think he was a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want him being on the road. So that's another pro. Like, you have the Tennessee crowd backing him up, making it a whole lot easier for a true freshman quarterback. Other thing, the revenue sales, like, you're going to use that money for the buyout. So it's not like you're losing out on money. It's not like a buyout of a coach and you got to pay that coach $10 million over the course of a couple years. And that is coming out of the pot. There's no other way to slice it. In this case, you're actually using the revenue from the game to take care of the buyout. So you're not losing out on any money there when you look at it that way. So that's also a pro. Speaking of pro, you get to play in a pro stadium. Now, is the turf great? No, it's not great at all. Honestly, I'm sure that BYU's field conditions in between the white lines are better. We saw that in the bowl game, and we've seen it every Sunday. Honestly, when Titans have played at home, the field conditions are not that great at all. But those are my pros, man. Cons, all right. Oh, and I got another pro. Virginia is not going to be better than BYU, by the way.
So, I don't think so.
Yeah. So you play against an opponent as you potentially may be starting a freshman quarterback against an opponent who is not as good as BYU. I got another pro.
And by the way, if you have something you either like or dislike for our pro con list, 656-9900, if you'd like to join us on Josh and Swain, BYU and Provo versus the new game that has been scheduled to replace it, Virginia and Nashville, which one do you like or dislike more? Putting our pros and cons list together, 656-9900.
Here's another pro. Tony Elliott did not want this job. He did not want you, Tennessee fans. He didn't want you. He didn't want to be your coach. Because if he did, he would be pushing up on Danny White a whole lot more to try to get it. He didn't want it. He said no to one of the premier jobs in the SEC. He said no to a program that is top 15 in wins. He said no to a program that right now is on top of the NIL game. He said no to Neyland Stadium. He said no to the Vol Walk. He said no to you. And then realized after another year at Clemson, oh, man, I should have took that probably. Oh, yeah, man. These quarterbacks are not—they're not Trevor Lawrence, man. They're not Deshaun Watson. It's sure making me look bad and look a whole lot worse as offensive coordinator because I don't have the same players. And man, my boss Dabo Sweeney—he's doing nothing in the transfer portal because he's stuck on 1973. He thinks Bear Bryant is a coach, like he has not adapted. So if I want to be a head coach anytime soon, I got to get out of here now, or my stock will continue to plummet. So he took Virginia. So you said no to Tennessee. A year later, you at Virginia. Don't worry, Tony Elliott. We haven't forgot that you told us no. So that's another pro. Payback. Payback, Tony Elliott. You didn't think we was good enough. We got something for you. We will see you soon. So that's another pro. All right. Let's go to the cons.
Okay.
Unless I have another pro that may pop up.
Yeah, you're filling up the pro side here.
Here's the con.
Okay.
Virginia is not as good as BYU. It's the same thing that's listed as a pro, but it's about perspective. It's how you look at it. So will the quality of win be as good against Virginia as it would have been BYU? No. But last time I checked, this ain't NCAA basketball, so it don't matter. But if you are a fan that want to play tough teams, you're a fan that you hate those home games where Tennessee is playing Texas Tech, Southern, A&M, Southeast, Missouri State, like you don't want those type of games, I understand it. I think Tennessee played a team from Texas. It was during the Bush Jones era, and the team was like green and white. Do you remember that game?
Was it North Texas?
It was North Texas. So I went to that game. I went to that game. I took my great uncle to that game. It was the first game that he went to since my last game at Tennessee, 2007. So I took him to that game because he was visiting. He said he missed Neyland Stadium. I'll get back on track in a bit. This is important.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying this one.
He said, I miss Neyland Stadium. I miss going to the games. I miss when you play. I want to go back to Neyland Stadium. My great uncle right now is 94 years old, by the way. But he wanted to go back to the game. So I take him to North Texas. Pretty easy to get those tickets. Josh, We only won 24-0. It was the most boring game I've ever been to. I look over. My great uncle is asleep. He's asleep, Josh. He's taking a nap. I look over my other shoulder, and you wouldn't believe this. I saw a lady who had to be a teacher. Josh Ward, listen to me when I tell you this.
Uh-huh.
What's your middle name?
James.
I got to say the full name on this one. Josh James Ward, listen to me. I look over to my other shoulder. I saw a lady. She had a big old pocketbook. She pulled out a folder of papers. This lady started grading papers during the game, Josh. That's how boring it was. That's how terrible it was. She started grading papers. She had a red pen in her hand and all. She was that bored out of her mind. We play like absolutely trash. It was boring. We look uninspired. If you are one of those fans and you don't want to go to those games, I get it. I don't want to see that either. And it would be probably more entertaining if Tennessee played BYU than probably Virginia. So that's a con. That's a con. If you are a fan that already had your flight booked, well, you can't use that flight. That's a con for you. That's all I got. That's all I got on the cons.
So this would kind of be like a 1B to your Virginia's a lesser opponent.
Yes.
So if you want to look at that angle of it in terms of scheduling strength, is there any kind of PR hit to the outside people looking at Tennessee saying, wait, are they avoiding BYU? Is there kind of, remember the getting out of the North Carolina game? Now, that is a different situation, but to the outside. Yeah, that's right. That's very recent. How are people who are not Tennessee fans or not BYU fans even, but probably don't like Tennessee, how are they going to view this? Are they going to view this as Tennessee is avoiding BYU?
Yeah.
Tennessee's afraid of BYU? Is that how the outside's going to look at it?
Yeah, they could do that.
Is that a con?
In middle school, it is.
Okay.
Like, in middle school, like, I double dog dare you to take a shot of hot sauce. All right, you get made fun of for about 5 minutes. But take the hot sauce shot and see what happens. Like, you ain't going to make Miss Jackson's sixth period class. It ain't happening. You ain't making her class. You're either going to be in the bathroom or the nurse's office,
yeah.
Okay?
But, hey, Twitter wars are real, man.
So, like, yeah, you get some media members who may not like Tennessee try to say, well, Tennessee looks bad because they, you know, opted out of the game. But whatever. Like, they did that with Army.
Mm-hmm.
And try to make it seem like Tennessee did not support the forces, the armed forces or whatever. And I was like, really? Really? No, that's not it at all. The reason why you don't want to play Army is because you don't want to play a service academy who runs a triple option in the middle of the season. That's what you don't want to do. We played Georgia Tech and almost lost to them in 2017. It was a worthless game. It was entertaining. We won. It was exciting. You had some good plays. Callaway was amazing. Darrell Taylor did a good job. But you have no business playing a triple option team.
Yeah, Air Force 06, really tough game.
No business. Almost lost. It took Xavier Mitchell the fourth down stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the real reason why you don't want to play an Army. But you're going to have people twist it and try to hate. You just ignore it and keep moving.
I mean, that one just kind of is what it is, right? I mean, because it was on the schedule. This wasn't Tennessee saying no to it being scheduled. Tennessee was saying no with it being on the schedule, said, let's get out of this.
Yeah.
That one is what it is.
You new just, head coach, yeah. New AD coming in. I mean, we've had a couple in the last decade. So I don't know who scheduled it, but it was a terrible idea because you don't want to play a triple option team, period. Like, they're cutting at your knees. I mean, that's a disaster waiting to happen. So, yeah, you're going to have naysayers, but it's not enough for you to
sticks and stones.
You know, stick with the game and actually play it, so who cares?
Let me ask you this before we wrap this segment up. I want to go back to the teacher grading the papers.
Yeah.
Is the teacher more likely to grade a little harsher on those papers if he or she is at a football game that they're not enjoying and they're thinking, man, I got to pull out these papers. I might as well just knock this out. Can it be a little harsher? Would you?
Yeah, I would be.
You're in a bad mood over a boring football game?
But here's the good thing. She was in the shade.
That helps.
She was in the shade.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, when it's hot outside, people are more irritable. So she was in the shade. She probably was chilling, having a good time. And said, you know what, let me just go ahead and finish this stuff because we ain't scoring any touchdowns.
Yeah.
We ain't sure ain't doing that. We ain't catching any long passes, any long runs. We look half asleep out here. So let me just go ahead and grade these papers. So I think the students probably got a, you know, minus 10-point curve probably, yeah. Honestly.
Can I also tell you a story that's frankly probably not going to make me look very good? But
I want to hear it. Please, okay. Please share it. Okay. And everyone wants to hear it.
That's right. Turn up the volume.
Yes.
So I'm one of those, you know, somewhat jaded media members. I'm comfortable in my cushioned chair in the press box, right? Okay. Water, coffee, whenever I need it.
Okay.
So several years ago, Kelly said, you know, we've never actually been to a game together. You're always up in the press box. It's a lesser opponent. They're playing South Alabama, I believe. This mm-hmm. one actually got kind of close late. This is during the Butch Jones era as well. It's hot. Hot.
Okay.
View wasn't very good. We were actually pretty close, but view wasn't great.
Okay.
Second half, Kelly's like, you having a good time? I said, no, I'm not having a good time. I miss my instant replay with my TV monitor with me in the press box. I miss my cushion chair. I miss the mm-hmm. beverages whenever I want them.
Yeah.
Close restroom. No, I'm not having a good time. And
I
she looked at me like, you first class looking down at the commoners. That was her response.
At least she didn't take it as, you're not having a good time because you're, like, with her. At least she knew that it was because you didn't have, you know, the air conditioning. You didn't have an instant replay. You didn't have access to a bathroom and, you know, cold beverages and all that good stuff. Like, at least she knew that. Yeah, I like watching the game on TV.
Yeah.
I do. I like instant replay. I like being able to see everything. Now, I was at the Ole Miss game this past year. Now, I did like that. That was fun. That was fun. I did leave early because I couldn't stomach the fake injuries. I got tired of it. It disgusted me. I walked out. I walked to my car, and I walked. I got in my car and went home. I'm about 7 minutes away from campus, and so the good thing is I didn't miss any action.
Yeah,
because the game was stopped for 20 minutes.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I remember running into you before the game outside Neyland, and you had this like 4-pack of Titleist golf balls. Is that right?
I was about to say, I don't remember that. And I was like, wait a minute, I know I ain't taking any shots before the game. So it couldn't have been it.
Maybe my memory's fuzzy.
Yeah,
trying to put the pieces together.
I think it is
that
fuzzy.
Tennessee Ole Miss game. All right, we'll continue to put the pros and cons together. But more on the pro side, Tennessee versus Virginia or Tennessee versus BYU. Our phone number is 656-9900. Today we're at Frazier's Carpet One. We will be here until 3 o'clock. Face off this hour, Grant Ramey next hour on Tennessee basketball roster being updated and upgraded. We'll discuss it all right here on Josh and Swain on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Josh and Swain right here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Thank you for being with us as we continue the conversation. With the face off in our next segment, we continue at Frazier's Carpet One. Locally owned and operated, by the way, 70 years and counting now. We're out here until 3 o'clock in the face-off here to close out this hour. That's in our next segment. Thanks to Marble City Family Chiropractic. And next hour, Grant Ramey will join us to talk Tennessee basketball. Kevin said this. Is this pro or con? I don't want to see BYU fans. They don't know how to trash talk. Too nice for Vol Twitter and the Vol fan base?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Like when they came here a couple years ago and beat us, I wanted to see some trash talk from them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we beat you in your own house. Take that. Take that. They didn't do that.
BYU fans that I know, some of the nicest people I know.
They're so nice.
Mm-hmm.
They are so nice. So I know one thing. Next time I see one of the BYU fans knock on my door on a Saturday morning, I'm talking some trash. I'm opening the door, talking trash to them, letting them know that they lucky that we rescheduled in the game and we would have got revenge.
Hey, maybe this is a pro, that getting out of this game avoids what could potentially be a not-so-good viral story of how a Tennessee fan could act in Provo after going out there and winning the game or losing. I mean, either way, the result probably doesn't matter. But how a Tennessee fan could handle himself or herself with nice BYU fans.
Well, 2013, we went out to Oregon, and Oregon fans are nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it. I mean, it was ugly.
Could have gone better. Yeah.
It was ugly. We scored the first touchdown, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, you're probably right. It probably avoids that.
But I think it's a pro. I think it's a pro that you're avoiding any kind of potential shenanigans that could occur.
Well, Virginia's not going to talk trash either. Those fans won't talk trash. They're still waiting on basketball.
That's also true. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to talk trash. I mean, well,
and their basketball coach, one of the most respected.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt Virginia football fans will be talking trash. I haven't actually seen one. I've heard about Bigfoot. I haven't seen Bigfoot before. Yeah. I have never seen a Virginia football fan.
You know, their kind of representative is Chris Long, Howie's son.
Oh, yeah, he did play there.
Yeah, yeah. He was a good player, top five pick maybe with the Rams.
Yeah,
won a couple of Super Bowls. So, yeah,
that's
between
one.
Now and then, we'll get him on. He's a good representative, though.
That's one. I think, didn't Tiki Barber play there, too?
Yeah.
I think he played there. All right, all right.
Yeah.
We're warming up.
Okay.
There's two. There's two. But I've never met him before, so it doesn't count.
Nope,
I've never met a Virginia football fan. Hasn't happened.
All right, Cavaliers, we're looking for you. We'll come back. If you're looking for flooring, you have to look at Frazier's and all they have for you with right now the big spring flooring sale going on. We'll tell you more about it. We'll hit the face-off next on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Josh and Swain right here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. This is walk-up music. It's Kevin Frazier right here at Frazier's Carpet One. Kevin,
hey guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you all doing?
Good. This is some springtime now, heading into summertime weather, I would say. But ordered up here at Frazier's today.
Love it. Love it a lot. Love it a lot. Appreciate having you guys here as always. And just something about the weather brightens your mood, you know. So, which says something about just how easily swayed I am.
Right. Yeah.
You know. But the weather, you know, the temperature, the sun, the wind. Not raining right now. Love it. And it makes me think it's a great time for folks to think about home improvement, which I know they are.
If this weather doesn't make you think, well, I need new flooring. Well, hopefully this segment will. So you can call up Frazier's. And we were going through pro-con lists with Tennessee scheduling change, mm-hmm. with the BYU game out, Virginia in. Well, you probably do that with making decisions with your home, right?
Yes.
But in terms of deciding flooring, what you need, you can do that for people. You can say, okay, this is your coloring. This is what you have. This is maybe what you need, what kind of flooring you want to match whatever your home setup is.
We have got selection. I mean, truthfully, our selection's even tied to our savings. We literally have more in stock than we ever have. And that is, like, we literally have got containers, which is to say full truckloads, full of LVP stacked up in back corners. So we have got selection. And that's one of the things that our design and sales professionals can really help you with. I mean, if you don't want their help, we can be quiet. But lots of folks do want their help. They've been doing this stuff for a lot of years, and so when people are thinking this or that, and we can help you with that, so yes, a lot of selection, a lot of savings, plus no money down, free financing. And speaking of our design professionals, you can just give us a call, and whether it's the selection or the savings or that free financing, we'll come to you. We'll make it easy. 546-4850.
I like help, but that's what I was going to mention, is the fact that you will go to the customer. That makes it so easy, so convenient. And life is busy. Life is busy. People are coming and going, got kids, and you want to make sure that you have the right flooring, and maybe you don't have the time to come down here. You guys will go straight to them.
And we know specifically, Swain, that home improvement's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So even if life weren't busy, but it is, home improvement's overwhelming, and we want to try and take that out as much as we can. That's why we keep so much in stock to eliminate back orders. It's why we've got the size of installation crews that we do. And I don't mean that the individuals are overweight. I just mean that we've got a lot of them. And so we are here to make it as easy and painless as possible.
Yeah, and part of that, so 70 years and counting here with Frazier's, not everybody has been here 70 years, but you have a lot of people that have been here for many years.
We do, and one of the things that I think speaks to the quality of our organization, it also is just a blessing for me, but it speaks to the quality of our organization, is a lot of our salespeople and our installers are long tenured. We're talking about decades. And in fact, we've got installers who've been with us for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So
all they have to do, call you up.
546-4850. We'll come to you. We'll make it easy.
Right here at Frazier's Carpet One, Kevin Frazier with us. You ready for today's face-off?
Yes.
You want some? Come get some.
Head-to-head, toe-to-toe, let's go one-on-one with today's face-off.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Are you ready?
Let's get this mother crock!
Alrighty, Joel, what do you have for us today?
Which non-conference opponent would you add to Tennessee's future football scheduling?
I've got a distinct answer on this one. UCLA. Just, it probably has to do with the age I am, but we had a really good rivalry going with them. UCLA.
I like that. Some of the best colors in college sports, Tennessee and UCLA.
Oh, absolutely. 2003, we lost in the Peach Bowl to Clemson. I remember like it was yesterday. Since then, they have taken recruits from this area. They have taken Trevor Lawrence, that was supposed to be a Vol. Grew up being a Peyton Manning fan. I want Clemson on the schedule. That's my pick.
Yeah.
That is a good pick. So for a while, I've thought Washington. Washington's actually going to be on the schedule at the end of the decade heading into the 2030s. I want to see Tennessee and Miami get back together. Swain played at Miami, actually, in that 03 season. A lot of good history there. Think about, think about bowl
Sugar
game.
Bowl.
Yep, that's right. And that 02-03 run. So 20 years later, let's get them back together.
Yeah.
Who will win game one tonight, the Celtics or the Heat?
Okay, I know at the highest level of professional athletics that team and team rhythm are easily overrated, but I'm going to go with the Celtics because team rhythm. Love that team rhythm right now.
Yeah, I'm going with the Heat. I think the Celtics coming off an emotional game seven. I don't know if they can bounce back emotionally in game one versus the Heat. I got the Celtics winning the series, but game one I got the Heat. It's at home, emotional series before.
Yeah, I wonder if this is a little bit ugly. It's a game one of a big series. Celtics are coming off that emotional series, and Miami will probably be tough defensively against Tatum, be physical with him. Watch out for Grant Williams. Cover him in the corner. But I'll take Miami in a close one in game one.
Former Vol quarterback Jarrett Garantano is one of six players being signed to a contract following the minicamp with the Cardinals. Will he make the regular season roster?
Okay, I'm really rooting for him. He really fought for us, but owing to some struggles he still has with just bread and butter decision making, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kevin. I hope that he makes it. He played his butt off for us. He played hurt. He carried himself well. He gave his all for Tennessee. It just didn't work out. And so if he went to Washington State and had a better season, then I would probably feel more confident. But right now I'm saying no.
I'll say no as well. I think he has a good chance to get a practice squad spot. That wouldn't surprise me at all because he's a guy that's probably going to come in a little bit older, impressed with his understanding of what they're going to ask him to do. So regular season, full-time roster spot, no. Practice squad, I would say yes right now.
If you're a GM in the NFL, do you pick the best corner or the best safety?
This one's a slam dunk for me. I'm picking the best safety. I mean, in my mind, the safety is the middle linebacker of your DB squadron. And it's rare that it's corner. Safety. I'm going with safety.
I'm going with the corner. The reason why is because a corner can shut down half of the football field. A safety can be great, but he can still not be able to get to the hash marks and to the numbers, and the corners can get torched and be driven right down the football field for a score. So I would rather cut off one side like Darrell Revis or Deion Sanders.
So part of my thought might be, well, can I save a little bit if I get the best safety because the corner market's going up so much okay. With that Jair Alexander. But personnel-wise, I still think I would probably go with the top corner because the top corner has a good chance to be a playmaker and somebody that you avoid. Safety can do that too, though, especially if he's versatile, can kind of line up in the slot position too.
Who is the best current NBA player without an NBA title?
Oh, man. So couple guys to choose from is Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Chris Paul. But I'm going Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul better than James Harden right now. Obviously better than Russell Westbrook, so I'm going Chris Paul. I think he's the best player currently without a title.
I'll go with Russell Westbrook. Now, Swain, you may not know this about me, but you're getting ready to know it right now. NBA is not really my thing. But I do know enough to say Russell Westbrook. So there you go.
Hey, former MVP. Chris Paul didn't win MVP.
Yeah, that's true. I've been a little bit biased toward Chris over the last few weeks. He's not getting a title either. Not being the lead point guard. I don't know that Russ is either. I probably lean Chris. I think the current, like where he ranks and where he's about to be, I think it's Luka is entering that conversation, but he's at such a young age, he's going to get one. Him and Tatum, if we see them in the finals, one could get one this year, obviously, if they're both there.
Yeah.
So that next wave is about to take over. But all time, and still at a really high level, I'll go Chris Paul.
And my number two, just so you'll know, is Grant Williams. Is it too soon? Is that too soon?
Grant Williams, he's going to get one. He's going to get a championship.
Man, I tell you what, I was in a restaurant watching that game on Sunday. And the person I was with just was not great with names and faces, and I won't say who it was. But they're like, now, who's Grant Williams? And all I had to do was just point at the TV anytime the Celtics had the ball.
Yeah.
He was on TV so much.
He's
love that fire. For them. Love that.
He's on fire, yeah.
Going to ignore question five and give Kevin the win.
All right. I absolutely did not deserve that today. So, but I will take it, Joel. I will take it. There's some Chick-fil-A fries on their way for you. So
really?
You
know,
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just give them to me, and I'll be happy to deliver them for you. Don't worry about that, Kevin.
Josh, this card's empty.
By the way, there's something about defending your title. Even if maybe you're not at your best defending your title. You won last week, Kevin, so you came in here and you fought to hold on to your face-off crown.
Fought to hold on to the charity. Just don't screw it up so much that the charity has to go away.
Hey,
so.
Champions sometimes don't play their best and still win.
That's right.
That's you.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
That's right.
Said Rudy Tomjanovich. That is the face-off. It is won today by Kevin Frazier, and every day it is presented by Marble City Family Chiropractic, which can help you get rid of aches and pains in a natural way, thanks to Doctors Jason and Alicia Bloom. Call 766-2081 to set up your one-on-one consultation today. Start living the life you were designed to live at Marble City Chiropractic. Before you go, yesterday I ran into Pittsburgh Steelers fan Kevin Steelers, your team, was all fired up about Kenny Pickett, all fired up about the Pittsburgh connection as well and the emotion he showed. So new era. The NFL is your thing. The Steelers entering a new era up there in Pittsburgh.
I'm excited. Love Tomlin. He's the best coach out there. I mean, you know, all in all, I would rather have Mike Tomlin than Bill Belichick. I'm not saying that Bill Belichick's not going to the Hall of Fame first, but just, man, such a great players coach, but such a great disciplinarian. And I will say, my answer about corners and safeties was colored by the fact that I'm a Steelers fan because it's all about the safeties.
How about this? Antonio Brown tweeted that he wants to retire as a Steeler. Would you let Antonio Brown sign with the Steelers to retire as a Steelers?
Like, just to retire.
Just to retire.
Yeah, sure. Because we're
about to play.
We're, you know, the Rooneys are gracious people. Tomlin's a gracious guy.
They are.
Just out of grace, sure, why not?
Okay.
So,
well,
and he'll
get
have
Le'Veon
that
back, too. Sign him to retire, too, at the same time. Why not?
So, and that also just, well, he's not going to the Hall. He's not going. There's no way he's going in the Hall. So, but then also whatever pads our hall numbers, you know, so because are we not number one?
Okay, whatever
pads our hall.
Go sign Brady next offseason. That'd be the right move.
Guys, the right move.
If you need flooring, call up Frazier's. They will take care of you. Kevin, thank you as always for having us out here today.
You got it. Give us a call 546-4850.
They'll come to you with a free in-home estimate at Frazier's Carpet One, where we are on Josh and Swain on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.